Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 198, Only My Condemnation Injures Me. This lesson is teaching us that every time we condemn another person, we are condemning ourselves. Sometimes people do this and they don't even realize they're doing it. It might be a small form of gossip, or it might be just a casual judgment or condemnation of another person, wondering why that person is talking that way, or looking that way, or doing what they are doing. Every time we judge another person, we put ourselves into our own prison. We are saying that this other person is not whole, is not complete, and is not one with God. The moment we make this declaration, what we are truly saying is that we are not one with God. And the moment we do that, we are now denying our true self, and now all the gifts that God has given become unknown to us. In paragraph number 4, it says, "Forgiveness is the only road that leads out of disaster, past all suffering, and finally away from death. How could there be another way when this one is the plan of God Himself? And why would you oppose it, quarrel with it, seek to find 1,000 ways in which it must be wrong, 1,000 other possibilities? Is it not wiser to be glad you hold the answer to your problems in your hand? And that answer is forgiveness. Whatever it is you are holding today against another person, whether it is very trivial or very significant, recognize that you hold the key to your own prison in your hand. By extending forgiveness, you are not condoning the actions of the other person. You are recognizing that they do not matter because you cannot be altered by anyone or anything outside of you. Today, let this day be a day of forgiveness, a day of recognizing that what God has created within each person cannot be taken, withdrawn, or changed in any way. Only my condemnation injures me."